live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, 500 people are currently on a waiting list for neurology services at Letterkenny University Hospital. A senior Garda has suggested they could look at reopening all rural Garda stations closed during the crash. Planned industrial action by staff employed by the National Ambulance Service in Letterkenny is to go ahead this weekend. And motorists are being warned to exercise caution if travelling over the next 24 hours with up to 3 centimetres of snow forecast. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, nothing that leads to a hard border is an acceptable agreement, according to the Foreign Affairs Minister. The European Commission says there's still no white smoke on a deal and has set a deadline of Sunday. Taoiseach Simon Coveney says Ireland's position on the border won't change.
Deputy, we will not support anything that in our view risks the re-emergence of a hard border on this island in the context of these negotiations. Deputy, I'm not going to get dragged into one political party's agenda.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill has hit out at the DUP's approach, which scuppered Monday's draft wording, saying party leader Arlene Foster doesn't speak for the majority in the north.
The people here have voted last June, and they have again in this recent poll where they have said they want special status. There's growing support for special status. We are unique, we are different, and that's what we need to see reflected in the negotiations.
The Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation is appealing in the strongest possible terms to Minister Michael Creed to ensure that the European Commission's proposed cuts for certain key stocks are reversed ahead of next week's annual council discussions. Meanwhile, KFO Chief Executive Sean O'Donoghue says it's imperative that the fishing sector is at the core of the trade discussions between the EU and the UK when they get underway. He says the potential impact of Brexit on the Irish fleet is huge. And agreement must be a priority in the coming months.
We do need to ensure that the fisheries negotiations are linked to the wider trade negotiations and not separated, and that they are included, a bit like the border issue that was included in phase one. We certainly have been actively pursuing that this will be included in phase two when that comes to fruition.
A senior Garda has suggested they could look at reopening all rural Garda stations closed during the crash. It's already been decided to reopen 6, and Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll suggests more could be opened as resources become available. He says they need to look at areas with a growing population that may need more policing.
In the debate on rural crime recently, there were suggestions that maybe it would be appropriate that all the Garda stations that were closed should now be reopened. We have to take into account, of course, that the closing of those stations took place at a time of austerity. That is what gave rise to the Garda Síochána closing the stations at a time when we did not foresee potentially that we would have the recruitment campaigns that have now been reintroduced.
500 people are currently on a waiting list for neurology services at Letterkenny University Hospital, with waiting times for a routine appointment now 3 years. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says these waiting times are completely unacceptable and show the scale of backlogs. It's believed a second neurologist based in Sligo will now be providing 2 clinic days per month at the hospital. However, Deputy McConlogue says neurology services are still severely under-resourced and overburdened, and much more needs to be done.
For routine appointments, that's taking up to 3 years, which is simply much too long. Many people, for example, suffering or have symptoms of multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, Parkinson's, can't be waiting that long. So it's very welcome to see that there is a second neurological consultant in place based in Sligo, and that has been pushed for a long time, and it's positive that that second consultant is there. But what's crucial is that we do see sufficient time allocated to Letterkenny to deal with the number of patients who are waiting for an appointment in Letterkenny. Kilkenny. The HSE have confirmed to me that there's currently only 2 days per month where the consultant neurologist is in Letterkenny, and that's simply not sufficient.
As you've indicated, we're looking at potential diagnoses of conditions such as multiple sclerosis, also Parkinson's. These are very, very serious ailments, and early intervention and early diagnosis can be key. If someone is waiting 3 years, that's not going to happen.
Certainly not. I mean, ongoing management and indeed early diagnosis are absolutely critical to ensure that somebody's on the right treatment. And when they're referred to their neurological consultant, they need to see them promptly so that treatment can be issued and diagnosis can be made early if indeed they are developing a condition. So it is important that we see the neurological consultant spending sufficient time in Letterkenny. 2 days per month is simply not sufficient. And we need between Sligo and Letterkenny an additional allocation to ensure that the 500 patients who are currently waiting on an appointment can receive that promptly.
Donegal County Council has agreed to carry out safety measures at a notoriously dangerous junction in the Twin Towns. There have been concern over the junction Stranorler, where Millbrae joins the N15, with the road flagged as a hazard for cars emerging and turning right towards Lifford. Work will include extending a yellow box there towards the traffic lights and across the mouth of the Millbrae junction. Local councillor Gary Doherty has welcomed the announcement, but says in the long term a more permanent solution needs to be found.
It's a real hazard for those cars because they have to go across two lanes of traffic and into oncoming traffic from the Balbofay Letterkenny side to turn right. And I've asked the council to look at that because I think it's a serious safety concern there. And thankfully the council have come back and they've said that they're going to widen the yellow box junction that's at that junction presently, which will hopefully increase the visibility lines for cars emerging from the Millbrae. But I have intimated to the council that we'll keep it under review to see if there's any further safety measures that we can put in place at that junction.
So you feel that the work that the council has agreed to do may not be sufficient?
No, I think it may not be. I posted it on social media yesterday, and there was a lot of feedback, and I got a lot of messages back about it. That people do feel that there's a serious safety risk at that junction, not only on the Millbrae side, but I think also on the other sides of that junction, for cars emerging and turning right against the traffic. So there's definitely a serious safety concern there, and it's something that I think we're going to have to keep under review. But these measures, I think we need to try this out in the short term to see how we get on. But then going forward, I think we're going to have to keep it under review to see if there are any further safety measures that we can put in place just to make that junction a wee bit safer.
Planned industrial action by staff employed by the National Ambulance Service in Letterkenny is to go ahead this weekend. Talks involving the service and the trade union SIPTU ended at the Workplace Relations Commission last night without agreement. The scheduled industrial action follows what the union claims is management's failure to implement a rights commissioner recommendation that was agreed on 2 years ago. SIPTU organiser Martin Rourke says unless the recommendation is honoured, staff will engage in industrial action this Saturday.
We're very disappointed that we weren't able to reach agreement with the employer. Unfortunately, the employer's view is that the case that they've already lost, they want us to go back in and fight it again, which makes no logical sense whatsoever. So our members have been waiting for 2 years since the Rights Commissioner's recommendation. They've been more than patient, and the attitude of the employer is just escapes any logic whatsoever.
Meanwhile, SIPTU members at Cheshire Ireland Centre in Letterkenny are to be balloted next week for an all-out strike action in a dispute concerning equal pay. A snow ice warning for much of the northern half of the country has been upgraded by Met Éireann to status orange. It applies to Cavan, Monaghan, Donegal, Longford, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo. Temperatures are already dropping this evening and wintry showers are expected in places after dark. Met Éireann meteorologist Pat Clark says it's expected snow will hit the northwest this evening.
Further into the night hours you go, the more tricky it's going to become. But in Ulster, the showers could turn to season snow quite readily once it gets dark. So early in the evening could be, you know, the one to watch out from early on in the evening. After tea and before midnight, you know, there could be wintry showers of season snow turning up almost anywhere. But Ulster from the word go after dark, but Connaught and the Midlands and Leinster certainly the mid to late evening. And then maybe from midnight on in parts of Munster and South Leinster.
50 sports groups in Donegal are to receive €13,000 in funding to encourage older people to get more active. The initiative aims to improve the health and well-being of older people across the county by providing them with opportunities to engage in physical activity and sport. In welcoming the announcement, Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says the success of this scheme shows what can be achieved with a small investment and the importance of funding sport and physical activity at any age. A full list of benefiting organisations can be found on our website at highlandradio.com. Gardaí are describing the conviction of real IRA leader Seamus McGrean for directing terrorist activities as significant. The 63-year-old with an address at Drumiskin in County Louth was jailed for 11 and a half years today. He was secretly recorded plotting a bomb attack during the visit of Prince Charles to Ireland 2 years ago. Afterwards, Detective Chief Superintendent Tom Maguire praised the Garda operation and spoke about the importance of the conviction.
It's a very significant conviction for Garda Síochána as a whole. It's only the second time in the history of the state that a person has been convicted for directing the activities of a terrorist organisation, and the sentence is something that An Garda Síochána doesn't comment in. An Garda Síochána brings prisoners before the courts and brings people charged before the courts, and the courts dispense justice.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new O'Neill's Donegal Slaney range in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five. Time to lead a sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Brussels has been stripped of its right to host four games at Euro 2020. A new stadium proposed for the Belgian capital won't be built in time. Instead, Wembley will host the three group games and a last 16 tie that had been earmarked for Brussels, as well as the semi-finals and final. Cardiff and Stockholm had both been on the running to replace Brussels. It's also been decided that Rome's Stadio Olimpico will host the tournament's opening game, and Dublin's Aviva Stadium will play host to three Group E games in the multi-city finals, and that has also been Dublin has also been paired with Bilbao. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland could meet Denmark again when the draw is made for the UEFA Nations League. Martin O'Neill's side have been placed in pot two of the League B sides, with the Danes in pot three, along with Northern Ireland, the Czech Republic and Turkey. From pot one, Ireland will face one of Austria, Wales, Russia and Slovakia. The group stage draw will be made on January the 24th. Tonight, both Arsenal and Everton play in their final Europa League games with very little at stake this evening. Sam Allardyce hasn't travelled with his Everton side, who've already been knocked out because Allardyce isn't travelling because of a medical appointment. They're in Cyprus to play Apollon Limassol. That game kicks off shortly at 6 o'clock. Arsenal, there at home to Belarusian club Bati Borisov, having already secured top spot in the group. That one kicks off at 5 past 8. Well, Burnley boss Sean Dyche, he won't put a timescale on Robbie Brady's return from surgery, from knee surgery. The Republic of Ireland winger was hurt in Saturday's Premier League defeat at Leicester. Dyche says Brady had an operation yesterday, but it's too early to predict when he'll be back.
It always amazes me in a positive way now. They get these lads through these operations, and before you know it, they're wandering around the training ground, and you know the positively aggressive way they treat them now. He'll be moving very quickly. You know, we look forward to seeing him, first of all, just moving around the training ground and getting on with it, and then obviously when he's fit.
In other news, Nigel Atkins is the new manager at Hull City. The former Southampton boss replaces the sacked Leonard Slutsky at the KC Stadium. Atkins takes over with Hull just 3 points above the Championship relegation zone. Back at home, Simon Madden has signed for St Patrick's Athletic after 4 seasons at Shamrock Rovers. Meanwhile, Killian Brennan and Owen Garvin have both signed up for another season at Richmond Park. And South Dublin County Council, they have rubbish suggestions that expansion of the Tallaght Stadium have been put on hold. Plans to add 2,000 extra seats to the stadium were unveiled last year, but rumours had begun to circulate that those plans had been shelved. But speaking to offtheball.com, the council have confirmed that a contractor has been appointed and the work is set to begin next month. In badminton, in today's quarter-final action at the Irish Open taking place at the Sport Ireland National Arena, Sam and Chloe McGee had a great start to the day, taking out a Polish pair 21-14 and 21-14. Sam and Chloe were much the sharper in that match and had a more solid tactical approach to the games, staying focused throughout. They now play Scotland's Adam Hall and Ciara Torrance in the semi-final. And Sam and Joshua McGee continued their good form in the men's doubles, beating Stoffer Jefferson of Denmark and Wong of Malaysia in two straight games, 22-20, 21-19. They play Bocciat and Kalina of Poland in their semi-final. Both those semi-finals are due to get underway shortly. In Gaelic games, Cork captain Stephen McDonnell has opted out of the hurling squad for 2018. McDonnell lifted Cork's first Munster title in 3 years earlier this year, but made himself unavailable to new manager John Myler. In golf, in the European Tour, it's a co-sanctioned event this week in Johannesburg. It's the Joburg Open. The European Tour, the Asian Tour and the Sunshine Tour are co-sanctioning the event. It's been played over two courses this week, with both courses being used over the first 2 days. Gavin Moynihan's the only Irish player playing. He's in level par. That leaves him 8 shots off the lead. Keenan Davidsey, he leads the way on 8 under par after a 63. There's then 6 players on 7 under par. They're Matthew Baldwin, Jared Harvey, James Morrison, Eric Van Ruin, Ockie Stridham and Sebastian Heisel. That event continues tomorrow. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Ireland have set Afghanistan a target of 272 in their second game of their one-day series in Sharjah. Paul Sterling top-scored with 82 and George Dockrell was not out on 62 as Ireland reached an innings total of 271 for 9, having won the toss and electing to bat. In response, a short time ago, Afghanistan were 140 for 4. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. There's low morale among Gardaí and Letterkenny as it's revealed 60% of the force will not receive payment for allowances worked last month before Christmas. GRA representative for Donegal, Brendan O'Connor, says this is an issue that has been raised over the past number of years. He says the uncertainty is putting pressure on many families in the run-up to the festive period.
This is an issue that has arisen in previous years. We had assurances right to the very top from the previous commissioner, Noreen O'Sullivan. We had problems last year in Donegal. And to members' disbelief, this situation hasn't been properly resolved. And again, members are going to have to suffer the stress and the hardship of not being paid fully before Christmas, and it's causing a lot of annoyance amongst members and very demoralising. But I would just like to say there's no finger being pointed at any individual or group of individuals within Donegal. It's the system that is simply unworkable, and for some reason they don't seem to be, the powers that be and the people in authority don't seem to be able to put a system in place that facilitates our members being paid for what they have worked in time for Christmas. It's just very, very disheartening for members, and it does have a devastating effect on morale, and managers are very aware of that fact. And still, here we are, another year and another problem for a significant number of members.
And I'm sure some of these members were heavily relying on these payments coming in ahead of Christmas.
Yes, look, every family and every individual is under increased financial pressure this time of year. People need to get their wages and what they're owed in order to help the financial burden, and this uncertainty being placed upon them is just another stress placed on people. Just and the run up to Christmas, it's the time of year. It's so frustrating, both as a representative and for the members of the representative, think that something as simple as getting your wages on time at the most important time of the year doesn't seem to be able to be achieved.
Three people are still being questioned after a Garda and a teenager were shot in North Dublin. They were injured during a planned drugs raid in Ballymun this morning. Garda and GSOC have both launched investigations. Stephanie Grogan reports.
Just before 7 this morning, armed Gardaí moved in on a house in Barnwall Drive in Ballymun and began ramming down the doors. Shots were fired at them and officers returned fire. A guard in his 30s and an 18-year-old man inside the house were both shot. They're being treated in hospital, but their injuries aren't life-threatening. It's the second shooting in the area in a month, while in August a mum of 6 and a 30-year-old man were brutally murdered in nearby Balbutcher Drive. This man lives close by.
The residents around here are quite shocked, and this is sad to see. A Garda injured and also another guy in hospital. It's just unbelievable.
Drug feuding has been going on in Ballymun for some time. Desi Ellis is a local TD.
Different areas, there's an awful lot of unreported gun crime where there's shots being fired at windows or things like that, sort of intimidation. And unfortunately, it's down to resources.
GRA President Kieran O'Neill says the shooting highlights how dangerous a Garda's job can be.
Typical of some of the work that we will be doing. We put our lives on the line every day.
A man and two women in their 30s and 40s who were arrested on suspicion of gun possession following the shooting are still being questioned this evening. Stephanie Grogan in Ballymun in Dublin.
A positive meeting has been held among community groups in Inishowen in relation to applying for leader funding ahead of the Irish Open next year. The funding is specifically aimed at revitalising rural towns and villages. The meeting, which was organised by the Inishowen Development Partnership and Ballyliffin Golf Club, outlined how groups can apply for funding. The deadline for applications is the end of next month. Councillor Martin McDermott says this is an important initiative with money available to fund various projects and events that could have far-reaching potential.
The golf only goes on from 9 in the morning to 4 or 5 in the evening, so there's a long time outside that where you have the opportunity to bring visitors to your town, and if you have a good event on and we can manage the events all around the peninsula and even further afield to the likes of Letterkenny and places like that.
And for weather now, cold and blustery this evening and overnight with clear spells and widespread wintry showers. Some will be heavy with a risk of thunder and lowest temperatures of minus 2 to 1 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, 500 people are currently on a waiting list for neurology services at Letterkenny University Hospital, with waiting times for a routine appointment now 3 years. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says these waiting times are completely unacceptable. A senior Garda has suggested they could look at reopening all rural Garda stations closed during the crash. It's already been decided to reopen 6, and Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll suggests more could be opened as resources become available. Nothing that leads to a hard border is an acceptable agreement, according to the Foreign Affairs Minister. The European Commission says there's still no white smoke on a deal and has set a deadline off Sunday. And a snow and ice warning for much of the northern half of the country has been upgraded to status orange, with between 4 and 8 centimetres of snow expected. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 7th of December. The death has occurred of Mary McGoldrick, née Corrie, 23, Letterkarn Road, Castledurg. Mary's remains will repose at her late home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Sunday at 11:15 for Mass at 12 noon in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Hughie Gillespie, Drumcoe, Mount Charles, County Donegal. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Saturday morning to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. No flowers, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the oncology ward at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Gallagher's Funeral Home at Mount Charles, or any family member. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. The death has occurred at Brentwood Nursing Home, Convoy of Hugh Gillespie, 482 the Curragh, Killigordon. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from his home on Saturday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of G. McCool and Son Funeral Directors. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. And the death has occurred of Mary McInnay, née McHale, 2 Mount Bernard Drive, Castledurg. Mary's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12:20 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard.